page. Where are we? Where are we?
Yuvav Chodesh.
We are on page 84. That's right. Mem the base on base. Tamati, we learned over there. Very interesting Gemara tonight, actually. Ha'akum, goyim. Now, there's an important introduction we have to give here, which is why we're right at the top. There are two ways in which you can give values of human beings to the Beis HaMikdash. There's one absolute value called Erchin, which is the Torah gives specific amounts per age, per gender, and then there's Domim. Domim is relative to the slave market. In other words, what you would be sold for in the slave market, right? The two types of value. So what the question is, which value a goy can give to the Beis HaMikdash? So or which value of a goy may be given as well? So Tana Matina to Mishnah and Erchin Ha'akum goy Rabbi Meir Omer Ne'rach. I can say I want to give the value of that goy upon me, and this is the absolute value. And since that just goes by gender and age, so even if I use a goy as the object, that's good enough. That's sufficient to actually that's sufficient to require me to give erchin to the Beis HaMikdash. Avalo Marich, the goy himself does not have the capacity to pledge erich to the Beis HaMikdash. He has the capacity to serve as the object of an erich, but not the capacity to pledge erich. Rabbi Yirmiyahu made the exact opposite. Marich, he may pledge erich, avalo erach, but he can't be an object of somebody else's pledge. However, zevzeh noidrin, everybody agrees, zevzeh moidin, everybody agrees, shein noidrin v'nidarin, that in terms of the slave market value, that they can pledge, and that they can serve as the object of the pledge. So the question is that absolute value in the Torah, to what extent they have relevance to that? That's the issue. But the relative value of slave market, that they do have no matter what. Okay? Because, of course, slave markets are made for anybody, Jews, non-Jews, whereas the Erech in the Torah might only be relevant to Jews. Now, that why is this brought down here? So the Gemara wants to link it back to our topic, the topic of Nozir. Rabbi Yirmiyahu wanted to say, Man damar tamon marich, he said over there, a Nozir can pledge Erech, Achamazir, he can also pledge Nazirus. Yes. Pledge in the zeros. What do you think it means? What?
The value of the nazir.
No. What it means is that I can... The nazir... The pledge in the zeros means I can pledge somebody else to be a nazir.
Oh.
It's just marich, just means just like I give somebody else's value to the Beis HaMikdash, I also make somebody else a Nazir, which of course is preposterous. One is going to ask that. How can I make somebody else a Nazir, right? But if you hold over there, Goy can be Marich, so too here, Goy can be Mazir. Pledge somebody else to be a Nazir. Umadamar, by the other hand, Umadamar, the fourth line down, and Ne'rach, that the Goy can serve as the object of the pledge, Hocha Nizor. Here he can here somebody else can pledge the goy to be a nazir. Now, of course, Gemara doesn't understand that either. Says the Gemara, nizar, somebody else can pledge to be a nazir. Hech efshar yisro mazir sa'akum. How can a Jew come to a goy and say, "Hey, you goy, I want you to become a nazir"? The shamau, but the nazir is going to listen. The goy is going to listen to what this Jew is trying to do to him. It makes no sense. Shamulay, is you going to listen to him? Ella, rather, what it means is, B'sha'amar Yisrael Arayi Nazir. A good Jew says, I want to be a Nazir. B'sha'amar Akum, and the Goy hears this, V'amar, he says, Masha'amar Zeh Olai. That which this guy said, I want to do the same thing. In that case, that's the case where Yisrael is Mazir. He didn't do it directly, but indirectly, he serves the basis of the Nazirus of the Goy. It's just like paying up an obligation. When you accept the obligation, you become a nazir. But if somebody pays that up, so to speak, mazir, and the other way around, a goy can make a Jew into a nazir. How's it possible for a goy to make a Jew into a nazir? Yisrael ain't a mazir. One Jew cannot make another Jew a nazir. Vaku mazir. and a goy can make a Jew as Yisrael. A Jew, a goy can make a Jew into a nozir. Makes no sense. El must be again. B'shomer akum, a goy walked down the street and said, "Are any nozir? I'm a nozir." B'shomer Yisrael, and the Yisrael heard. V'amay said, "Mashomer ze olai, that which this guy said is upon me as well." So that case, the Yisrael becomes a nozir as well. Now, if that's the case, we find that a goy can become a nozir. Mami Ataba, from what do we exclude a nozir? The first Mishnah Perek said a goy can become a nozir. We just say he does become a nozir, right? So says Ma, I'll tell you. Yisrael v'bayachel, if Yisrael does not keep his nazirus, he transgresses the biblical prohibition of lo yachel v'ro, he should not profane his vows. Ve'na akum v'bayachel, a goy does not transgress, there is no biblical prohibition against goyim v'bayachel. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said another interpretation. Yisrael yeshlem hetzer chocham. A Yisrael can have his nether annulled by a chocham, because there's such a thing. The vows can be annulled by a chachamim, right? By sages. The akum elam hetzer chocham. A goy cannot have his nether annulled. In other words, once he takes a nether, he is bound by it. He only doesn't have the escape hatch of nullification.
The dangerous precedent here of a Jew saying, overhearing a goy say something and said, I want to be like him.
Right, so just because it's dangerous, it shouldn't work. If it works, the rice, there's nothing we can do about dangerous. It's dangerous. So what? Okay?
I mean, it's okay for Nazir, but if the goy says something else, then we'll worship Brother Zohar.
Oh, but then, okay, so then he has to be careful. I mean, you're right. Of course it's dangerous, so everything.
That's the first time I don't recall seeing that.
I don't recall it either. That a goy says on Yisrael, thinks about himself. We have by Yisrael to Yisraelim, right? Not by goy Yisrael. Okay, so yet another interpretation. Our Rabbi Yisrael said, Yisrael tzrichim hetzer chacham. Yisrael, in order to forsake his nether, he needs to have the parameters of a hetzer of a chacham. V'akum ein tzrichim hetzer chacham. A goy does not require a hetzer chacham. His nether is he can just renounce his vow without getting a chacham mimatrin. V'asul Rabbi Yosi kari yavon. For the following story, Rabbi Yosi is going like Rabbi Yosi. How is that? Chara itas chara nachris. A certain nachris, a goyish woman. Asa Rabbi Yavo Revo. He kishkei the Rabbi Yavo to be matir her nether. She was frum. She wanted hatoras nedarim. So Rabbi Yavo said, "Amar Rabbi Yavo, Amar Rabbi Bartuvi." He said to Rabbi Bartuvi, one of his talmidim, I guess. Puku Pasach Lo Benoilad. Go and find her a Pesach to be matir neder, even if it's a nolad. Nolad means something which did not exist at the time neder was taken, which by a Jew is not sufficient reason to be matir the neder. But by a goya, it's good enough, right? Because they don't really need heter chacham. Just this with this, she was particularly from, so whatever they want to abide by a request, but it's not really necessary. Says the Gemara. Rabbi Yonah holds a goy does require a heter chacham, that he can't get out of his nether just by renouncing it. Could Rabbi Yonah goes like Rabbi Agadat is a goy? Rabbi Yonah has a goy at the statement. Domrei says, "Who love and who kushan rishosayim? Love the same love and who pursued Yaakov is also kushan rishosayim, who subjugated the Jews at the times of the judges for 8 years." Why is he called kushan rishosayim? Rishosayim means doubled evil. He did two evil things. One is that he desecrated the oath. The oath he took that he's not going to pass over to inherit Yisrael to subjugate the Yaakov and his descendants. So he transgressed that oath. That was one evil that he did. And the other one, one is that he subjugated the Jews for 8 years. In and of itself, that was a problem. So we see here that goyim are held accountable for the shvuos, and they can't just say, "Well, we opt out of the shvuah." Okay, so some of that's good. This machlokas am tanoim is the same machlokas am roim we had. Says the Gemara, what if a husband's wife took a neder to be in the zero, right? let him force his wife to renounce the nether. Why does he have to be matir mefer the nether? Why does he have to nullify? Let him just force her to transgress. V'yalkav izisha, let him compel her. Located in Rabbi Yehuna, didn't Rabbi Yehuna say, hanasiya alecha, if a woman forswears her benefit on her husband, kofa, the husband compels her, mishamashto, and she has relations with him. Hanayoscha alai, and the same thing if she says, your benefit should be prohibited upon me. Well, actually, that's different. If she says, your benefit should be prohibited upon me, then I raise the yofer. Then he should nullify the vow. But if she takes the netter, he can just blithely disregard it and compel her to service him. So that's the case. How come he has to nullify her netter of Nazirus? So says the Gemara, Shani he, Shuanayoso Vanayoso. There it's different because there it's her benefit and his benefit. In other words, Bia, everybody has pleasure from having relations. So therefore, he has the right to compel her to go against her netter because she has no right to take it. But here, to be in a zero, that's her business, not his business, right? It's true, it might indirectly affect him, but not directly. So therefore, it doesn't affect directly because nothing you can compel. All he can do is be made for and nullify the vow. Okay? Says the Gemara, it said in our Mishnah that a person can compel a slave. The slave took a netter to be a nazir. This is an Eved Kanani. So the master can compel the slave to break his nazirus. Says him, how come? He shouldn't be able to compel him to break his nazirus. Says him, shani, it's different. See, it says, he nays and does this trash not brought down the Ubali, and I think it's very significant. The Chassidut says, Kinezer Elokov Arosho. It says, the crown of God by Nazir is on his head. Eshe Einlo Odon Acher. It has to be somebody who only has one crown on his head, the crown of his God. Such a person is a Nazir, right? Yotza Ev, as opposed to Evet, Shieshlo Odon Acher, he's got another crown on his head. Right? Another master, right? Who's the other master? His own master, so isn't his heroes, doesn't take effect.
He doesn't
have
a crown, he has a yoke.
He has a yoke, right. So, now, the Yerushalmi actually has different drushes, as I said, than the Bavli. That'll come back, we'll come back to that a little later on, a few minutes. Let's say the Eved, he was a strong Eved, and his master says something, he says, tut, tut, and he disobeys. So what about Nazirus? Should he disobey when it comes to Nazirus? So it says the Gemara, the Yerushalmi l'shitaso, Omer lo halachi. In this case, we say to the Eved, no, this is halacha. We learn out from this pasuk that's halacha, that you do not keep Nazirus when you're a slave because you have another adon. So therefore, we say it's halacha. Shema l'divei rabcha. Listen to what your Rebbe tells you and do not become a Nazir. Okay. Now, as a result of this, we ask the following question. Now, I'm going to learn this like Korban Pnei Moshe, not like the Rebbeim Gilead and Ephraim, and I think that they're correct in the way they're learning. That's why you'll see how I'm learning. The Gemara says, Kefafa Rabba Venitma. Let's say his master compelled him, and he came to me. Now, he started keeping the zeros as an Eved, but his master compelled him to come to me. Mausch Yavi Karmatuma. Does he bring Karmatuma for having become Tummy? Because the master compelled to become Tuma. Says Mara, what are you talking about? Why did you bring Karmatuma? Because he knows you here? Is he a Nazir? He's not a Nazir because he has another Adon other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lo Atu Shagazat Lo Shiitma. Didn't you say that we compel him to become Tummy? Because of that Xeris HaKosov, right? That he only has, the only case is one master. So therefore, Atamarch, maybe Karbatuma. You want to say he brings a Karbatuma? The car maybe Karbatuma. Do you think he'll bring Karbatuma? What was he bringing Karbatuma for? He's not really a Nazir. Because he had other Shibudim, other obligations by himself. Similarly, Kafafo Rabo Venitma, Maushi store. If his Rebbe compelled him to become Tomei, from his Nazirus, does he break his Nazirus? Says the Gemara, what do you mean, does he break his Nazirus? Is he a Nazir at all? Right? He's not a Nazir. It should be, instead of elo, it should be lo. Lo atisha gozatov sheitama. You said already they should become tame. Atomer soser, you're going to say it's break of zeros? The koi soser? What is there to break over here? There's nothing to break. So the way the Yerushalmi is learning it, the way I just learned the Yerushalmi, although again, as I said, all Chaim learned it differently. The Yerushalmi is saying that because of Xeros HaKosov, that it says he has to have no other master other than Kodesh Baruch Hu, so there really shouldn't be any Naziris. And there he becomes Tomei under his master, he doesn't be in Karban Tumah. And therefore, if he becomes also, if he becomes Tomei, he doesn't, there's nothing to break. There's not a Nazir to break in Naziris, because no Naziris to break. Now, the point I wanted to make about this is that it doesn't say anything about shaving. Can he shave off his hair if he's an Eved? Right? I mean, can if he's an Eved, can his master compel him to shave off his hair? It says his master can make him become Tommy. And we know also it says elsewhere the master can make him drink wine. Can the master make him Tommy? Make him shave off his hair. So the Rav Chaim has several reasons to say why not. And one of them I like, because he says we have a Gemara several times, it says that Kedusha is mafkiya midei shibut. Right? If something is holy, so, and it's made holy based on mitzvah, so it's no longer on the lien to the credit holder. So the hair which a nazir grows is holy. It's burnt under the pot in the base of mitzvah. So therefore, no longer is on the lien to the master. That's why the master can't make him shave. Okay, the master can make him tummy, because his body is on the lien to the master. His body is not holy. The master can make him drink wine, because wine is also a function of the body. But the hair, which is eventually going to be cut off and burnt, that's not a function over which the master can exercise any control, because once it became a nazir, it already became kodesh tah, kodesh baruch hu.
Yeah, but if the concept of naziris doesn't exist for this...
So we see naziris array does exist to a certain extent. That's what we're going to discuss now in greater detail. Okay? Now, instead of the next two lines, from pshita to tuma, which is from the fourth line into the fifth line, I'm going to learn that, like, the Shari Torah 72 learns that the Gemara should be a quota to Sefta. And you don't have that, but so it's just tell to you outside. It should say Tani, which would say we learn to Sefta, Nitma Vachaka Yetzel Lecherus. If he comes Tami and then he goes free, Mona Mishah Shinitar, he starts counting from the moment he becomes free. Okay, sounds like even though he didn't undergo the Torah process, the moment he gets free, he starts counting. Okay, so it says the Gemara, it starts counting as the zeros.
Some of the others looked on that a wife took against the husband once she gets divorced.
She has to keep it. Yeah, I just made it. You're right. That's correct. I just made a mistake though. It says if he comes, tell me it goes after free. He does count from the moment he became tar, not because of the time he became tar. I'm sorry. From the moment he became tar. But you're right. The fact he has to start keeping it now indicates that there's some dormant zeros upon him, right? So it says the Gemara, Mao, what are we talking about? Bishakfafo Rabo, are we talking about, this is the fifth line down, when his master compelled him, or Obishalokfafo Rabo, or his master not compelled him? We're talking about where his master made him Tomei, or he became Tomei on his own. Eitam b'shekfafo. If we're talking about where his master made him become Tomei before he became free, so then we switch around the next line, this line. Yishale kolz man shutachtav. Then he pays as long as he's underneath, meaning that since his master compelled him, so he's got to make up all the time which he lost being underneath his master becoming Tommy, right? In Tema Shalokfa for Rabbo, if you talk about when his master is not compelled to break his Naziris, then bringing down the previous line, maybe Karban Tumah, if he himself on his own initiative broke his Naziris, so he brings a Karban Tumah. So, as we see here, that even under the master, theoretically, you can keep Naziris. As long as the master did not assert his right as the second Adon, you could keep the Naziris. So therefore, the master didn't assert this right, and you became Tomei on your own, you bring Karban Tumah, because it's your problem. If the master made you tell Meher by asserting his right as being your other Adon, then you don't have to bring a Korban Tuma. Okay? Makes sense, right? So says the Gemara, Am Rabbi Yossi says, Bishakafafo Rabbo Adon Kayomi. We're talking about a case where his master compelled him. Shalot Tome, he shouldn't say, Ho Viyotzi L'Cherus, since he goes free. A change here. Instead of Tivkai Menu, it should be Talalo. Why might say that since he will go free, that even the Tumah he had, where his master compelled to become Tumah, so we just said before he doesn't be a Karba Tumah, right? So I might say since he doesn't be a Karba Tumah, so even those days he was Tumah count towards his Nazirus. I might say such a thing. I might say, when the days you were Tumah not count towards your Nazirus? When you have to bring a Karba Tumah. So that means all the first days don't count, right? Because they were all cut off by the Karba Tumah. But here, where you say that when your master compelled you to become Tumah, you don't bring a Karba Tumah. So in that case, maybe I would say that those days count towards the Nazirus, despite the fact that you were Tumah during them.
There's no Nazirus.
What?
No
Nazirus. But we learned something that we had a Nazir in the Besak Foros. They already is now allowed to drink wine and be, with additional tumor. So maybe I would say the same thing here, to even greater extent. So it says, but the mice are right, so you're right, we don't say it. So I don't say, again, change the word to even fucking man to tile alone to zeros. Bituma. Therefore you have to say, moina, that you count when? When zero tumor, it should be according to Shartar itself. Mishwashinita, you count from the time when you become tar. On Rabbi Yossi said, a very fascinating distinction. Eved shamar rei nazir, a slave who said, I'm a nazir, l'kshayitzei l'cheirus, when I become free, kopal in nazirus. So his master, in order to make him not be a nazir, he has to actually compel him to drink wine and be metam l'mason. He has to physically compel him to do so. Eved kopal in nazirus, a slave has to be compelled in terms of the nazirus, veino kopal in dermishus, but not in terms of a neder or shvua. That's actually a very fascinating dichotomy. The Rambam brings it down in Perek Yud Beis of Hilchos Shavuos. That which an Eved who takes a Shavua doesn't have to keep it. The reason is because of the same reason the Bavli brings down is here, why an Eved becomes a Nazir doesn't have to keep it, but not the same reason the Rishon brings down. Because it says, Lesori Soral Nafsho. A person takes an Eneder to prohibit something by himself. So he says, somebody who's Nafsho Birshu, so he has a soul in his possession. Both in heaven, the soul is not in his possession. Okay? So the truth is, what we're really saying is that, the concept, we can't take a shvua on something which we're commanded upon from our Sinai, right? Because we're mushbava oive mer Sinai, is ready to shvua upon us from our Sinai, we can't take an additional shvua on this matter, right? So the same is true about an Eved cannot take an additional shvua, any shvuas. Because he's already mushba. What's he mushba to do? To be his master's. So therefore, even take the shvua is null and void without any kfiyah on the master's part. But here, by nazir, the whole reason why the nazirus would not take effect is because he has another adon who's inserting himself, who's insinuating himself into the situation. That's only true if the adon actually insinuates himself. If he remains passive, then it wouldn't be a problem. Okay? So that's what I'm saying. For a nazirus, in order to counteract nazirus, you need the adon actually to step in bodily, so to speak. But the Dorian Mishvul is not necessary. We just say the Neder Mishvul doesn't take effect altogether. Rabbi Yirmi Boikar Kuli Rabbi Zira. Rabbi Yirmi has front of Rabbi Zira. Turning the page now to 86, Men Gimel on base. It should be according to the Rogatov. Rogatov actually reneges on this, on the emendation I'm going to make, but I like it, so I'm going to leave it the way he has it. Loki Fafo Rabbo. Couldn't be. Somebody coming in or going out? What's out? Coast is clear? Okay, I couldn't believe you'd be coming now. Um Lo kifafa rabo. If his master did not force him to come to undergo nazirus. Now remember, he said a master has to break the nazirus, right? So his master didn't make him break the nazirus, right? Renit Marva, he himself he could broke his nazirus, right? Maushioka, does he get Malkus? Or wait now, aloha, maybe it's aloha that there is no nazirus by an Eved. What's the status? So Manakim says, well, what are you talking about? In other words, how do we define the nazirus here? Imishinirususur aloha, if we're going to say that the nazirus is based on aloha, which we discussed, right? There has to be somebody who is, a busy evening. I hope it's not firecrackers.
No.
Okay. Again, Marakim, second line down. Imishin is Yuzuru so halacha. We're talking about based on the Allah and the Zirus halacha, which we talked about before. Valacha, yesh lokuf. The halacha is that in order to break the Nazirus, we need a special protestation on the master's part. It has to be Melchan in the Zirus, right? So if he wasn't, if he didn't make that Mecha, so then Leke, the slave, if he broke the Nazirus initiative, he gets flogged, right? If we're talking about if on the other hand we're going to say that maybe we'll say that this Nazirus is like a Shvuah, and a Shvuah, we said on Amud Aleph, doesn't require a special protestation on the master's part, it just doesn't take place at all. Well, in that case, if the owner, if the Eved would be keeping the Nazirus, then the Nazirus would not be the right, so it would be the Rabbanan. Again, if we owe the Nazirus must be broken by the master in order not to take effect. So as long as it's not broken, it's his Nazirus d'oraisa. It works, right? And therefore, if he himself went to transgress the Nazirus without his master's protestation, he would have to get flogged. But if you're going to owe that Nazirus is like Shmuel and it never takes effect, even without the master's protestation, then whatever Nazirus he kept is like a Nazirus d'rabbanan. And then if you broke it himself, it's like breaking Nazirus d'rabbanan. You're not going to get flogged on that. Because then you get flogged and breaking Nazirus d'oraisa, right? If it doesn't take effect, you don't be framed, well, you can. Ramona said, no, it's kind of like a parenthetical remark. Anyway, looking at halacha, do you get Malkus on halacha Moshe Mishinai? You call it halacha. What do you mean halacha? Halacha sounds like halacha Moshe Mishinai. What are you talking about? Elo achinu. Rather, this is the way to say it. Imishin is also teiro. If the Nazirus is the rights of the Nazirus. Va'alacha yesh lokuf. And the loch is, in order to break that, the loch Moshe Mishinai was learned, and in order to break that, the Nazirus d'oraisa, the master has to compel to break the Nazirus. V'loike, then the guy gets Malkus if he broke it on his own. Bein b'she'elu ve'elu midivreihem, if they're both Rabbanan, meaning that the Nazirus is automatically rendered null and void, and it's only the, it's only the it's just so I'm asking the and it's only whatever he's giving is only the Rabbanan, then of course there will be no Malkus. Now the truth is the Gemara doesn't resolve this, but the obvious intent of the Gemara the entire time was that Lamaisa Nazirus requires a special breakage in order to break. It was asked to have a special Mecha. Okay? Now says the Gemara Kifafo Rabbo Dover Echot. What if his master forced him to do one of the things which breaks the Nazirus, right? So, like, drink wine. Maoshiel Kavoso Chodre could break the other parts of the Nazirus as well. So, Bada Machogosar May Rabbi Yossi is Machogosar May Rabbi Yossi. It talks about Over Mikli Negev Panav. What if the Nazir has passed away, the evidence of the Nazir is not in front of his master? So Rabbi Meir says in that case his master's not around. He shouldn't drink wine because the Nazirus kicks in. Rabbi Yossi says he can drink. Monachim, what are we talking about? Imishomar Bem Fanai Bem Shlofanai should say, if the master said, regardless of where you are, in front of me or not in front of me, you gotta drink wine. Or if Rabbi Meir Mote, or so Rabbi Meir agrees in that case he can drink wine even if he's not in front of the master. Even blame it for nice say shlofanah after shef. The master says you should drink in front of me, but not when I'm not around. Of Rabbi Yosef, even Rabbi Yosef agrees you can't drink when he's not around him, right? What are you talking about? Boimer should say, where he says just drink. Mayor before I should say, where he says just drink. Mayor says before I should say means drink when I'm around. The shlofan after shef I'm not around, don't drink. Rabbi Yosef, it's like you're saying, I should say, no matter whether I'm around or not, you could drink no matter what. So we see it's machlokus whether when I matir neder for him, when I make the protestation, is it like, hutro d'chuya? Does it totally cancel Naziris, or only for the part that I actually canceled at the time? So if you're going to hold that shisei is generically matir, it's matir everything. Hold shisei is specific, it only is matir when he's in front of him. Okay, so the bottom line is, you see, according to Yerushalmi, that the Naziris does work to Oraisa. As long as the master is not protesting. Only once the master makes his protestations, then it breaks in the zeros, right? And even then it might just be limited, not complete breakage. And even then he can't force him to shave, he can only force him to drink wine, being metal mason, because his hair is holy.
The master dies,
then the zeros kicks in fully, right? Full blown the zeros, okay? I think that's what I wanted to say, basically, in this quarter. Okay. Next one is very, very simple. Nazir shegilech. A nazir who shaved already. He already shaved after the years was over. The nazir shutam, his name became known shucks. He was tummy previously. All right, im tumi yadua. If it was a tumor which is well-known people, he just didn't know about it. So sir, breaks in his ears, you gotta start from scratch. The tumah satom, if it was a tumah satom. Now, tumah satom is a fascinating thing. Tumah satom is, let's say, nowadays in the archaeological digs in Eretz Yisrael, they uncover a grave. So that grave was there all these years, right? But nobody knew about it. That's called Tumas HaTahom. A Tumas HaTahom limited tomb of the depths. In other words, nobody knew that because it's buried deep, only now it became revealed. So let's say now the Nazir became revealed that there was a Tumas HaTahom where the Nazir had gone one day, right? So at the time he walked there, he didn't know it was a Tumas HaTahom, right? Now he became aware of it. So in Tumas HaTahom, Ein Asoser, it doesn't break his Naziris. So special Lachem Moshem Yisrael, it doesn't break the Naziris. Imach Lo Gilech, regardless, if they found the Tumah, however, before he shaved, Ben Kach Asoser, regardless, it breaks the Naziris and has to start from scratch. Kate, what's the case of the example is, Yor Lizbom Mori went out to go to the mikveh in a cave. Benim Tameh Tava B'Yamar, and there was a dead body floating on the cave. Tameh. Then he is Tomei for having gone into contact with that tomb, which is well known. It's revealed. Anybody can see it. Nimsa Meshuka Bakaka Amar. However, if the mace was found buried into the floor of the cave, Yorad Lohaka, if he went down just to cool off his feet, so then Tor, he remained sore because maybe he didn't come into contact with the dead body. The Tor Mitumas mace, if he went down to be actually because used it as a mikvah, Tomei, he remains Tomei, right? Or he takes Shecheskas Tomei, the Chazok of a Tomei who came down there, and he remains Tomei. The mikvah didn't work for him. Cheskas Tor, and the Chazok of a person who went down there Tor remains Tor Shaglayim Ador, because the assumption is with that that if they found the body, that people were aware that it was Tomei. If they did not find it, it was not apparent, then we assume that it was Tor.
Same principle with going into the
mikvah
with
a shirt. That's right. Exactly. Same idea as going to a shirt. Okay, I'm ready to go ahead and say, Mantana, who's the Tana drew a distinction? There's a long Reb Chaim on this Gemara. It's too much mikvah shalach above, but it's not a topic which interests me that much that I spent time looking at the Reb Chaim. It talks about too much at home with great length. Who said the pivotal moment is whether he shaved or not? That's Rabbi Lezer. But Ram, according to Rabbanan, the pivotal moment is not the haircut, but rather, the prior to the sprinkling of the blood. Right? Prior to the sprinkling of the blood on the Mizbeah. So then, if they find he had a tumor, Satom on him, then he's Tomei. If afterwards they found too much to tell my name, it's okay. Ula Bari Shmo B'Shem Rabbi Lezer said, time Rabbi Lezer, what's larger Rabbi Lezer, who says it's contingent on on Giluach, right? What? Because it says Giluach HaNazir Sar Rosho, Rosh Niso, the Nazir Sheir cuts off his hair, Hatzorah Talas Nazir, so the Torah links the Nazirus, the Saro, with his hair. Now, Ishlim Nazir, so what if he committed Nazirus? Lois V wasn't able, should be Lahafish Korbanoso, this is prior to having taken the haircut. He wasn't able to discriminate changes. He wasn't able to set aside his Korbanos. Achinola Biskasavi Kevatam, until he finds out they may be passed over this deeply buried grave. So, sir, he has to start from scratch. Hebrews Korbanos, what he said is set aside his Korbanos. Below he speak, he wasn't in enough time yet, again, changing the gear, so, Lakriva. He set aside his Korbanos, wasn't able to sacrifice them. Achinis Vadea, Tabim Dalam Alphat, Achinis Global Kir, she's Vile Kerbatom, Tilipan Kerbatom issue. So, I'm Rabbi Zero Kumrai Munar, and Rabbi Zero is a name for a mother. Below my thesis is not a Mishnah, it says, Below Huki Layach. I made a mistake. I'm right here, going back to the first line. I'm right here, clear, I'm gonna, Velo Masnitsoi is not our Mishnah. In other words, our Mishnah says that it depends on whether the, whether he shaved or not, right? So our Mishnah says that's due with shaving, not with the separate Sarasani Korbanos. Says Gemara, not true. It makes no difference if he shaved or not. That's not the issue. Ki Rabbi Lezer, I misread again. V'lo hugilech, hu lo gilech, ki Rabbi Lezer. The whole shayla of shaving versus not shaving is Rabbi Lezer. Achol nizak alav adam, hu mish nizak alav adam. And there's a separate question whether after Zvika or before Zvika, that's going to Rabbanah. Because Rabbanah looks at the haircut as the defining procedure. Rabbanah look at the sprinkling of blood as the defining procedure. Okay? So according to them, we have a Shiloh. What about, and then we have a third Shiloh. Maybe there's an opinion which holds the Imak Kravas Karbonos is what has to do with setting aside, to ending the Zeros or not.
He wouldn't shave until after the Yismak of the Korban anyway.
That's true, but that means it would be a later point at which we
yeah, you're talking about they didn't set aside.
That would make Rabbi Lezer more machmir. He says the only time Tumas HaTom is on problem is if it's after shaving. Right? The others say that Tumas HaTom is not a problem already if he finds it earlier. If after Zrikas Adam or after Afrosh's Korbanos. Because we're trying to make it an earlier cutoff time after which it's not a problem anymore. Okay? Says Gmore, Minayelosavi Kevratoim. How we know this Kevratoim on a questionable Kevratoim or Mako. Says Gmore, we're lenient. Rabbi Yaakov, Barachav Hashem, Rabbanan said, see, Judaism is a religion of leniencies. Rabbi Yaakov, Barachav Hashem, Rabbanan said, Oh, Bederchel Kol Lochem. It says, if you're far away from Pesach, on first day Pesach, you can go to Pesach Shani. Ma, just like it should be Derech Begoli, just like the road is revealed. I've called the Russian goalie, so do everything which is revealed. You ought to care, but as opposed to a camera in the depths, you're animal goalie, it's not revealed. We don't have to take that into account as a potential problem. I could do no say peso, that's true by peso. No, I said, not, I don't say that, no, the same is true by nausea. Rabbi Elohim Rabbi said, the chilomus meso love the same time, but Joseph says the mace died on the nausea. Ma'olav Shubukoli, Medayat Banim is revealed. I've called the Shubukoli, so Torah which is revealed. You have to give them as opposed to a grave, buried Chainer Bugoli, it's not well known. Tzibur Shima Besavi Kevratom. Now, Tzibur, which got Tomei, in a question of Kevratom, Ma'o Shuratul of a Tzitz, does the Tzitz atone for them in their Karbonos work, even though they have a Suffolk tumor? So it says, Ma'chubikav Chomer. Umayim Yachid Shuratul Kochel Betuma Yedua. A yachid who can't, an individual who can't make a korban when he's known to be tamei. There's no vehicle for a yachid who's tamei to make a korban. Nevertheless, if he's a kol lo b'kevratom, he said this question, kevratom, we can be lenient. Tzibur, the community, Shayafisa kochum betumah, right? Tumah hutra betzivor. If they're all tummy, they can be makrif, right? Betumah you do even if it's known to be tummy. And Odin Shadiaba kochum bekevatom shouldn't they have more rights in the kevatom? Says more, not necessarily. Kal shatamecho biyachid. That leniency which you say about an individual, ad machmir betzivor. You have to be makrif by a community. Kal shatamecho biyachid, the leniency which you're lenient by an individual, which is shame nisvadea lo lifne zrika. That if he finds out before Zrika Saddam, Yasuk Mishnid Malacha Zrika, that we make it as if he came to me after Zrika Saddam, then it doesn't get pushed off to Pesach Sheni, or his Pesach Rishon counts. Amachme Lobe Tibur, you can, stranger can train the same thing by a Tibur. Shin is Vadel Lolacha Zrika, you find out after Zrika Saddam, then that the tzibur came to me, yasa kami shenitma lifnei zrika liga zrika, that the tzibur came to me before zrika sadar, vishvil shul yocha abos, in order that the meat should not be consumed. So we see that there are leniencies and stringencies which cut across the board. So therefore there's no necessarily one way to extrapolate from the tumor of an individual to the tumor of tzibur and tumor of tzibur to the tumor of an individual. By tzibur, because we say if they became tummy after Zrika Saddam, we make it like they became tummy before Zrika Saddam. Actually, it's a severity. Maybe like they became tummy before Zrika Saddam in order that they shouldn't be allowed to eat meat. Right? They have to, even though they ate to the Pesach Rishon, they don't get to eat the meat of the Pesach Rishon. So if we want to say if we're makeup by an individual, right, in terms of keratoma, let's be makeup by tzibur by keratoma. It's not necessarily so, because the makeup of an individual that once if he became tummy after akrava, we still let the korban go, but we don't say by the tzibur if they became tummy after akrava, we let the korban go. They don't get to eat the meat. Okay. So it says
so the concept of tumas tom is only an individual.
No. We don't know. We don't know yet. We just don't have a proof. Right. Similarly by nausea, the same idea. Kasha make him a nausea tor, but an individual nausea makel. A mara nausea tome, your mouth when you say by nausea tome. Kasha make him a nausea tor, what's cool by nausea tor? She is Vadelo Nezigri finds it before Zrika about keratom. You ask the commission, need malacha Zrika, it's like he became tummy after Zrika. Beshushlo Yavi Korbatuma, you said to be a Korbatuma. A machmer knows the tummy. The same man knows the tummy, you may be stretched into a chumro. Shim noda lalacha Zrika. He finds that after throwing the blood, that he was became tummy, Yaseh commission, nitma, because of nitma becomes tummy, and tummy again. Beshushlo Yavi Korbatuma, no alcohol, alcohol, another bring another Korbatuma. Kadah the time like that, which you learn. Nidma, because Nidma, you came tell me again. Maybe karma kolach v'achad brings the karma each and every incident. Now, so therefore we can't extrapolate anything. So we don't know that a community is atoned for by the tzitz for their tumas atom. We never learned it. Oyevet shel Pesach, ma'u shiratzo lov tzitz mikav v'chomer. What about the kohen who serves in the Beis Hamikdash? Is the tzitz maratz on him? Not the people who eat it, but the kohen who serves in Beis Hamikdash betuma, tuma satom. Kav v'chomer, it's kav v'chomer. Maya avalim shorat kohen mizokim v'yav v'chole. And the owner of Korban Pesach cannot be an old man or a sick man because he can't eat the Korban Pesach. If he's a kohen mekevatom, nevertheless vis-a-vis kevatom, we say they don't have to be afraid of it because b'derech means that he's something revealed. Oved the kohen, if he's a kohen mizokim v'chole, even an old or toothless kohen can work. Energy keratom is not kavachomer. If it's a question of keratom, his avodah was still kosher. Nevertheless, says not necessarily. Could be that the owner you were lenient with him by other types of tumor. I forget. Meaning that the rest of the year, an owner can send his korbanos to the Beis Hamikdash. Doesn't even have to show up, right? So therefore, if he's kolchocho. But keratom, you said you were more lenient by keratom, right? So, Well, it doesn't say it, but that's what it means to say. Torah Ba'ovid is opposed to the Kohen himself. Shurat Kochu B'Shara Kochu Tumah Shem Shoshana. He can never work with his stomach. Hovrat Kochu B'Shara Kochu Tumah Shem Shoshana. Maybe he can never work with his stomach. Hura Kochu Tumah Mesa Pesach. Maybe he can't work with his stomach Mesa Pesach. Ima Tumah Satom. So it's more Mike to do. And how do we learn it? We say, no, he can work. Lachem, when it says that Derech Kochu Lachem, that if it's Tumah Satom, it's not a problem for you. Beilo, Beilo, Ovid, Shalo, it's not a problem neither for you, nor to the Kohen who serves for you in the Beis HaMikdash. So the bottom line is that to we know so far, we don't know about Tumas HaTom by Tzipur. We don't know what the Loch is. But we know that Tumas HaTom is something which will not prevent the Nazir from being Yotzi as Korbanos, as long as he found out late in the process and how late is a Machlokas. And we know that a Kohen also, who became Tomei Tumas HaTom, his Avod is still kosher. Okay? Because Tzitzis Maratza. There, the Tzitzis start from Maratza. Okay, we'll stop here for this evening.